World History, Chapter 20, Section 2, European Nations Settle North America. Setting the stage. Spain's successful colonization efforts in the Americas did not go unnoticed. Under other European nations, such as England, France, and the Netherlands, soon became interested in attaining their own valuable colonies. The Treaty of Tordesillas, signed in 1494, had divided the newly discovered lands between Spain and Portugal. However, other European countries ignored the treaty. They set out to build their own empires in the Americas. This resulted in a struggle for North America. Competing claims in North America. Magellan's voyage showed that ships could reach Asia by way of the Pacific Ocean. Spain claimed the route around the southern tip of South America. Other European countries hoped to find an easier and more direct route to the Pacific. If it existed, a northwest trade route through North America to Asia would become highly profitable. Not finding the route, the French, English, and Dutch instead established colonies in North America. Explorers established New France. The early French explorers sailed west with dreams of reaching the East Indies. One explorer was Giovanni di Verrazzano, an Italian in the service of France. In 1524, he sailed to North America in search of a sea route to the Pacific. While he did not find the route, Verrazzano did discover what is today New York Harbor. 10 years later, the Frenchman Jacques Cartier reached a gulf off the eastern coast of Canada that led to a broad river. Cartier named it the St. Lawrence. He followed it inward until it reached a large island dominated by a mountain. He named the island Mount Royal, which later became known as Montreal. In 1608, another French explorer, Samuel de Champlain, sailed up the St. Lawrence with about 32 colonists. They founded Quebec, which became the base of France's colonial empire in North America, known as New France. Then the French penetrated the North American continent. In 1673, French Jesuit priest Jacques Marquette and trader Louis Joliet explored the Great Lakes and the upper Mississippi River. Nearly 10 years later, Sieur de La Salle explored the lower Mississippi. He claimed the entire river valley for France. He named it Louisiana in honor of the French king, Louis XIV. By the early 1700s, New France covered much of what is now the Midwestern United States and Eastern Canada. A trading empire. France's North American empire was immense, but it was sparsely populated. By 1760, the European population of New France had grown to about only 65,000. A large number of French colonists had no desire to build towns or raise families. These settlers included Catholic priests who sought to convert Native Americans. They also included young, single men engaged what had become New France's main economic activity, the fur trade. Unlike the English, the French were less interested in occupying territories than they were in making money off the land. The English arrive in North America. The exploration of the Spanish and French inspired the English. In 1606, a company of London investors received from King James a charter to found a colony in North America. In late 1606, the company's three ships and more than 100 settlers pushed out of an English harbor. About 4 months later, in 1607, they reached the coast of Virginia. The colonists claimed the land as their own. They named a settlement Jamestown in honor of their king. The settlement at Jamestown. The colony's start was disastrous. The settlers were more interested in finding gold than in planting crops. During the first few years, 7 out of every 10 people died of hunger, disease, or battles with the Native Americans. Despite their nightmarish start, the colonists eventually gained a foothold in their new land. Jamestown became England's first permanent settlement in North America. The colony's outlook improved greatly after farmers there discovered tobacco. High demand in England for tobacco turned it into a profitable cash crop. Puritans create a New England. In 1620, a group known as Pilgrims founded a second English colony, Plymouth, in Massachusetts. Persecuted for their religious beliefs in England, these colonists sought religious freedom. 10 years later, a group known as Puritans also sought religious freedom from England's Anglican Church. They established a large colony at nearby Massachusetts Bay. The Puritans wanted to build a model community that would set an example for other Christians to follow. Although the colony experienced many early difficulties, it gradually took hold. This was due in part to the numerous families in the colony, unlike the mostly single male population in Jamestown. The Dutch found New Netherlands. Following the English and French into North America were the Dutch. In 1609, Henry Hudson, an Englishman in the service of the Netherlands, sailed west. He was searching for a northwest sea route to Asia. Hudson did not find a route. He did, however, explore 3 waterways that were later named for him: the Hudson River, Hudson Bay, and Hudson Strait. The Dutch claimed the region along each of these rivers. They established a fur trade with the Iroquois Indians. They built trading posts along the Hudson River at Fort Orange, now Albany, and on Manhattan Island. Dutch merchants formed the Dutch East West India Company. In 1621, the Dutch government granted the company permission to colonize the region and expand the fur trade. The Dutch holdings in North America became known as New Netherlands. Although the Dutch company profited from its fur trade, it was slow to attract Dutch colonists. To encourage settlers, the colony opened its doors to a variety of peoples. Gradually, more Dutch, as well as Germans, French, Scandinavians, and other Europeans settled the area. Colonizing the Caribbean. During the 1600s, the nations of Europe also colonized the Caribbean. The French seized control of present-day Haiti, Guadeloupe, and Martinique. The English settled Barbados and Jamaica. In 1634, the Dutch captured what is now the Netherland Antilles and Aruba from Spain. On these islands, the Europeans built huge cotton and sugar plantations. These products, although profitable, demanded a large and steady supply of labor. Enslaved Africans eventually would supply this labor. The struggle for North America. As they struggled and expanded their settlements in North America, the nations of France, England, and the Netherlands battled each other for colonial supremacy. The English oust the Dutch. To the English, New Netherland separated their northern and southern colonies. In 1664, the English king, Charles II, granted his brother, the Duke of York, permission to drive out the Dutch. When the Duke's fleet arrived at New Netherlands, the Dutch surrendered without firing a shot. The Duke of York claimed the colony for England and renamed it New York. With the Dutch gone, the English colonized the Atlantic coast of North America. By 1750, about 1.2 million English settlers lived in 13 colonies from Maine to Georgia. England battles France. The English soon became hungry for more land for their colonial population. So they pushed further west into the continent. By doing so, they collided with France's North American holdings. As their colonies expanded, France and England began to interfere with each other. It seemed that a major conflict was on the horizon. In 1754, a dispute over land claims in the Ohio Valley led to a war between the British and French on the North American continent. The conflict became known as the French and Indian War. The war became part of a larger conflict known as the Seven Years' War. Britain and France, along with other European allies, also battled for supremacy in Europe, the West Indies, and India. In North America, the British colonists, along with the help of the British Army, defeated the French in 1763. The French surrendered their North American holdings. As a result of the war, the British seized control of the eastern half of North America. Native Americans respond. As in Mexico and South America, the arrival of Europeans in present-day United States had a great impact on Native Americans. European colonization brought mostly disaster for the land's original inhabitants. Estranged relationship. French and Dutch settlers developed a mostly cooperative relationship with the Native Americans. This was due mainly to the mutual benefit of the fur trade. Native Americans did most of the trapping and then traded the furs to the French for such items as guns, hatchets, mirrors, and beads. The Dutch also cooperated with Native Americans in an effort to establish a fur trading empire. The groups did not live together in complete harmony. Dutch settlers fought with various Native American groups over land claims and trading rights. For the most part, however, the French and Dutch colonists lived together peacefully with their North American hosts. The same cannot be said of the English. Early relations between English settlers and Native Americans were cooperative. However, they quickly worsened over the issues of land and religion. Unlike the French and Dutch, the English sought to populate their colonies in North America. This meant pushing the natives off their land. The English colonists seized more land for their population and to grow tobacco. Religious differences also heightened tensions. The English settlers considered Native American heathens, people without faith. Over time, many Puritans viewed Native Americans as agents of the devil and as a threat to their godly society. Native Americans developed a similarly harsh view of the European invaders. Settlers and Native Americans battle. The hostility between the English settlers and Native Americans led to warfare. As early as 1622, the Powhatan tribe attacked colonial villages around Jamestown and killed about 350 settlers. During the next few years, the colonists struck back and massacred hundreds of Powhatan. One of the bloodiest conflicts between colonists and Native Americans was known as King Philip's War. It began in 1675 when the Native American ruler, Metacom, also known as King Philip, led an attack on colonial villages throughout Massachusetts. In the months that followed, both sides massacred hundreds of victims. After a year of fierce fighting, the colonists defeated the natives. During the 17th century, many skirmishes erupted throughout North America. Natives fall to disease. More destructive than the European weapons were their diseases, like the Spanish in Central and South America. The Europeans, who settled North America, brought with them several diseases. The diseases devastated the native populations of North America. In 1616, for example, an epidemic of smallpox ravaged Native American living along the New England coast. The population of one tribe, the Massachusetts, dropped from 24,000 to 750 by 1631. From South Carolina to Missouri, nearly whole tribes fell to smallpox, measles, and other diseases. One of the effects of this loss was a severe shortage of labor in the colonies. In order to meet their growing labor needs, European colonists soon turned to another group, Africans, whom they would enslave by the millions.